Listen Up Audiobooks presents Nine Kinds of Naked, written by Tony Vigorito, narrated by Kristen Kelbley. The Fourth Knot, Synchronicity Storm. 1. The morning the Dayglow Orange Frisbee came whizzing out of the eye of the storm was the morning a runaway serf dared a dreamer to untie the fourth and final knot on a ratty strip of leather. The dreamer accepted the dare and untied the knot, and life would never be the same. The morning the Dayglow Orange Frisbee came whizzing out of the eye of the storm was the day Dave Wildhack colored his kitchen wall with an old box of crayons. Afterward, it would finally dawn on him what his late wife had meant by her last words. The morning the Dayglow Orange Frisbee came whizzing out of the eye of the storm was the morning Special Agent J.J. Speed woke up in his hotel room to find a grandfather clock lying in bed next to him. Later that same day, he would encounter a simulacrum of himself, completely and unabashedly naked, galumping on a donkey around the streets of New Orleans. The morning the Dayglow Orange Frisbee came whizzing out of the eye of the storm was the day that Diablo was seduced by his goddaughter. It was a daring and lovely match of intellect and wit, although it would take two tornadoes and a crusader's cajoling to convince Diablo to open his heart. The morning the Dayglow Orange Frisbee came whizzing out of the eye of the storm was the day that Elizabeth Wildhack quit her job as a stripper. This would vex her afternoon clients considerably, particularly an obstetrician gynecologist by the name of Dr. Rip Blossom. Although Elizabeth only knew him by various aliases and knew nothing of his profession. His is a sad and pathetic story, and one we hope not to dwell upon at length, although at this point in the telling, we must warn you that anything is possible. And anything is indeed possible. A world containing phenomena as astounding as tornadoes should never be underestimated for its ability to startle one's expectations. The Second Knot, A Brisk Wind. 25 years earlier. 2. 25 years before the Dayglow Orange Frisbee came whizzing out of the eye of the storm, Bridget Snapdragon was stung by a bee. Bridget Snapdragon's legal name was Bridget Wilson, but as far as she was concerned, her last name was and always would be Snapdragon. Regrettably, Bridget Snapdragon died 9 months after that bumblebee pricked the sunburned skin on her left butt cheek. Bridget Snapdragon lived in Normal, Illinois, a mid-sized college and insurance town an hour south of Chicago. Bridget found residing in a place with the awlessness to call itself normal to be a troubling circumstance. After all, though Catholic by heritage, Bridget Snapdragon fancied herself pagan. She fancied herself many things, but alien, outlaw, and pagan were her favorite and most frequent secret identities. Normalcy, in other words, was no aspiration of hers. On the other hand, her husband, Dave, was a gainfully employed actuary who kept a well-organized basement. Dave thought his wife's imagination charming initially, then peculiar, and ultimately dangerous. He expressed his fears and misgivings to their pastor, Father J.J. Speed, one Sunday afternoon over hot dogs at a church picnic. Father J.J. Speed chewed his toothpick, which was a perpetual presence on his lips, and though he couldn't care less about Dave's problems, he nodded in feigned compassion. "The feminine mind," Father J.J. Speed explained, "is particularly vulnerable to such ominous whimsy. You don't have to be ordained to understand the role of Eve in Adam's fall from grace. Women are more susceptible to temptation and are apt to seduce men into evil as well." He deftly snatched his toothpick out of his mouth before biting into his hot dog. "What should I do?" "Take comfort in the fact that you are not alone." Father J.J. Speed swallowed hard and continued, "And remember, you're her husband. It's your responsibility to see her through her temptations." He grabbed Dave earnestly by the shoulder, thinking all the while how satisfying it would be to slap the crap out of him. Jesus God, how he loathed his panty-waist per-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?